hope you didn't fade out completely there. You're fading out a little bit then, but yeah, I don't know that I want to store stuff anymore. I was kind of, even if you're storing it remotely, you're going to run out of their hard drive space or try to manage my local hard drive space. I think they might have most of the stuff streaming that I'd want to watch again anyhow. So I think that's the right choice. I just need to finally pull the trigger and do it. And I figured, and you know, the DVR I have is actually just a Linux box running MIPS TV that it just pulls off there. It's not tied to TiVo or anything, but there might be some better ones out there. But anyhow, I'm gonna say 73 since you're kind of fading out there. And thanks for the information. I'll give it back to you. NASB, this is WSAU.
Okay, WSAU and NASB. Well, I was interested in the DirecTV stuff because the CW on there, we could record that, and then we could play back shows off of the CW and skip the commercials, which was nice, you know, using our dish DVR. And then my wife has been recording Hallmark movies. She likes to watch the Hallmark movies, and she likes to watch things like Morning Joe on MS Now, and she records those. So so we're kind of moving her over to this app so she can record and play back off of the app instead. And we're just getting the boxes are just, they're going to get recycled. and I guess we'll take the dish off the roof and whatnot. The guy that came was going to essentially move us to their new Genie. The problem was that he said that the dish and all of the wiring and everything that we had, absolutely none of it would work with it, and it would all have to be ripped out and replaced in order for the Genie to work. And I went, okay. I said I'm not going to do that. Let's just get rid of the dish entirely, and we'll just go with the streaming service. So that's how that went. All right, 73's to you. I'm going to move over to the 1.5 machine for the Skywarn net. This is NASBE.